Such wonderful words that my siblings have said. And they're all very sentimental, but I wanted to lighten the mood a little bit. I want to tell a story about my brother Tommy. When I was like 12, Tommy was like 16. He went out and he sent out pamphlets to the whole neighborhood that Tommy Knievel was going to jump 20 Tonka trucks on Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Be there or be square. So sure enough, 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon, the whole neighborhood shows up to see old Tommy with his little helmet on jump 20 Tonka trucks. He went across the street up the other neighbor's driveway to get speed. And he came, we had to have people along the road to make sure that no cars were coming so that he wouldn't get hit coming to the jump. So he comes flying, he hits that jump, and we're all like, and he hit the last Tonka. And he went ass over tea kettle, scraped his helmet all the way up, got up and said, "I almost did it." But I'm just telling you that that's the kind of stories that I have about my brother Tommy. He was my protector too. He watched over me all the time. I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to hockey practice, and Dad would drop us off at the Northbrook Complex, and then he'd drop me off and I'd go to hockey games and things like that, and Dad would leave. And I'd come out of my hockey games, and who's sitting in the stands at 6 o'clock in the morning? Tommy, sitting there, clapping me on. And when I come off the ice, he'd grab me and hug me and tell me and critique me about my game and tell me what I was doing right and what I was doing wrong. And then somebody came up to me, it was Kevin Hurley came up to me today and said, "Has Tommy always been just a really awesome dude?" I said, "You're damn right he has, all my life, all my life." And that's my brother Tommy, so.